What's going on, my fighting friends of the fight fighters? Wakey, wakey, drop that snakey. Let's go. Hey, listen. Today, we're talking about our effectiveness tip, right? How to be more effective. How to be more impactful. How to reach your goals. About the mindset and shit like that. Well, listen, I want to talk today for the first few minutes before we get into our business tip. The importance of your energy. Energy is everything, you guys. Like it or not. Like it or not, you have a massive impact on the people around you. Wherever you go, home, work, wherever. Yoda, my mindset coach, Chris Dwyer, who's phenomenal. I think he was telling me, and I'll forget the exact numbers here, okay, because that's just what I'll do. But I believe that your energy that you put off, positive or negative, can be felt up to like 10 feet away. All right. You ever know somebody who walks in the room and it's just like, it's almost like that music follows them. Wonk, wonk. Right. Or when somebody else walks into the room, they bring life to the room. Well, which would you rather be? Some people, I'll tell you, it's funny. In our sales academy, there's a lot of guys that do videos and I see their videos and their social media stuff. And I go to their website and their YouTube channel and whatever it is, or I'll talk to them and they're like, I don't understand why I'm not selling more. I don't understand why I'm in this slump. And I'm like, hey, motherfucker, your energy blows. Like, your energy sucks. And so, guys, I want to encourage you today to display positive energy in every fucking thing you do. You want to be more effective? You want to win bigger? Bring more energy. I could give example after example of how I was hired. In anything I've ever done in my life, I was simply hired on the fact that I brought enthusiasm and energy and passion. Okay? So how do you flip that energy switch on, right? Well, we talked about taking care of our mindset earlier, one of these other episodes, right? And the importance of getting up, getting an early start, feeding yourself, working out, being grateful is going to give you more energy because you're going to be more optimistic and you're going to be happier. All right, guys, bring passion to what you do. If you are not passionate about what you do, you should quit your business right now and go do something you're passionate at, because without passion, you're not going to live to your potential. Learn to manage your energy. I've gotten really good over the years of understanding when my peak times of energy are. And for the most part, that's when I try to do this show and Contractor Fight TV on YouTube and webinars, live things that I do and events and all that. Guys, I'd rather do it at the times that I know that I'm more likely to bring great energy. But when I'm not able to do it in those times, I still have to look myself in the fucking mirror and goes, hey, bitch, it's showtime. Let's go do your fucking job. And guys, your job right now, and I'm transitioning right now into the business tip of the day, because it's the business tip here is how to be a better leader. Okay. Doesn't matter what you feel like. It matters what you do, and you got to do your job. Most of us, you know, I think I was listening to Andy Frisella's podcast last week, and he talked about, I think it was him who talked about like all the successful shit that's been done in the world was done by people that didn't fucking feel like doing it at the time. They didn't feel like getting up and grinding and doing what they had to do. All right. So guys, you got to bring your energy as a leader. Now, I'll give you a couple specific things how to be a better leader, because that's the tip that you need here. First thing is achieve your fucking goals. A true leader wins and he gets results. And guess what? People want to be around winners. So you want to be a better leader and attract FWs, fucking winners, into your life and into your business, then develop the habit of winning and hit your goals. Second thing, and I learned this in the Marine Corps, three things I try to take with me everywhere. A good leader will create an environment of high accountability, all right, because winners want to be held accountable, and good leaders aren't afraid of accountability. Second thing is it's an environment or a culture of recognition. That's why they pin shit on our chest in the military, because we want to be recognized. And when you're recognized and you're recognized in front of your peers for the good shit that you're doing, guess what? You want to do more of it. And the third thing is create an environment or and a culture of fun, a place where people want to come to work. Guys, kind of throw a little more on this here for you on a business tip of being a better leader, because there's a lot more on leadership, but we don't have time. You got to give credit to your team. You want to be a better leader, Real leaders don't want the attention when things are going well. When things go great, you give them to your team. When they hit the man hours on a job and they beat the budget, you give credit to your team. Okay, you point to your people and give them credit. Now, it's not to say you throw accountability out the window and all that other garbage that we've been talking about here. But guys, you want to be a better leader, bring a better energy, a positive energy, and be consistent in the areas of accountability, recognition, and fun. And I promise you, you will see an improvement in your team. You rock. I got a roll. Hey, if you don't yet have our Contractor Fight Planner, go to thecontractorfight.com/plan. You get the planner, or you can even just get a free download where you download and print it off and use it at will. You print it off every fucking day if you want to. We'll see you guys next time.